Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
The theme for Youth Month this year that the NYDA is launching today is on accelerating youth economic emancipation for a sustainable future. Now, that sounds very wordy, but is really focused on creating opportunities and linking young people with real opportunities. Every youth fund, you know, we have big rallies and we have all of these big speeches that get, and it really translates for young people. And especially now, right, where we find young people in such a huge crisis around unemployment and poverty, there needs to be a more intentional, I think, shift away from big speeches and big promises and actually finding real opportunities.
You know, Pearl, a lot of the young people say to us, well, we are so unheard because these speeches are given every year during Youth Month, but we don't get any results. So what becomes a tangible way then to actually turn these speeches into action?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's a really valid concern, right? I think even us ourselves at the NYDA, particularly in the board, we've been sitting and saying the same things, is that you spend all this money every year for all of these big rallies, right? But what do they mean practically for young people? And so for this month, what we're doing is we're not actually hosting a June 16th rally this year. We're hosting what will be the largest opportunities expo for young people. The Youth Day will take place in the Free State. And the idea is that we're going to bring together people from the business sector, people from the public sector, people from the civil society sector, with real opportunities for partnerships with young people. And so we're hoping that, you know, by removing the big fancy speeches and all of the promises, we actually connect people with opportunities, right? The NYDA sees itself, at least going forward, as being a connector for young people, right? We might not be able to provide, like, jobs, for example, but what we can do is be a bridge between young people and doors that aren't usually open to them.
Do programs and projects like this target a section of the youth, or do they target all youth?
I would like to believe that the way we've developed our Youth Month program for this year kind of covers that, right? So, for one, we are hosting our Youth Day event in the Free State, which traditionally, you know, is not a province where there are a lot of opportunities for young people, and especially young Black people, right? And so that's, I think, one way of saying we're moving away from the big urban centers, right? We could have gone to the Western Cape, we could have done this in Gauteng, but we thought we need to be able to go to provinces where you don't usually get big public support for young people, right?
With everything negative going on in the country, how do you break that apathy that young people have about developing for their futures?
I wouldn't call it apathy, right? I'd call it hopelessness. But I think that young people are actually not apathetic. I think young people care about the communities that they come from. They care deeply about the issues that they're facing because they're most affected by them personally, right? I think there's just not a lot of space for young people to find expression for the concerns that they have. We have a responsibility to not just listen to young people, but to give young people the chance to lead. Right? The NYDA, I think, is a really good example of what can happen when young people are given the opportunity to lead.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.